Okay. I will go ahead and call this meeting back to order at 7:14 p.m. Is there anyone in the community who would like to offer an invocation? Seeing no one, Mr. Flowers will lead us in invocation, followed by the flag salute led by Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Grace in heaven, Father. Lord God, we praise and thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together this evening, Lord God. Actually, Lord, bless every one of them that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Use us, guide us, direct us, Lord God. Help your way in our lives, Lord God. Let thy will be done, not our will, but Lord, let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Bless this board, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in which to lead. Bless the superintendent and staff, Lord God. We pray for our teachers, Lord God, and all the administration, Lord God. Have their way in their life. And our kids, Lord God, our children in our district, keep them covered, Lord God. Guide and direct them, Lord God. We love you and we praise you. These are blessings we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. Right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, just for the record, it's her choice to sit there. I didn't put her there. Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Schumacher?
Here.
Mr. Polis?
Here.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Juanares? Ms. Valdez?
Here.
Dr. Hinman?
Here.
Okay. We have one action to report out of closed session. In closed session, by a vote of 4-0, the board took action to approve a settlement agreement related to OAH case 2015-010024/2015-031205. The vote, as I said, was 4-0 with Mr. Manera's absent. Okay. Now we'll get to move on to the fun part of our meeting, and that is the presentations for the Classified Employees of the Year. I will turn it over to Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker, members of the board. What a wonderful time of year when we get to recognize our Classified Employees of the Year. You know, there's an old adage that says if teachers are the heart, then classified employees are the soul. We really couldn't do the work that we do without the work of our classified personnel. Oftentimes, they're our first person on the line. They're the first person that our public sees when they come to our schools. They're the support for the classroom, and we wouldn't be known as the high-quality institution that we are if not for the work of classified personnel. It's often a very difficult choice, obviously, year in, year out, to pick that top person from each school site, but I know that the schools have done a great job recognizing those individuals. And we're going to start this evening with California, and I would ask Principal Wilds to come forward and make her presentation.
Good evening. I'm honored to be here tonight to present to our school board, our superintendent, assistant superintendents, and community, California Schools Classified Employee of the Year, Sandra Reyes Silva. Sandra has worked for our district for several years. She currently works as an instructional assistant in one of our special day classes. Her colleagues who selected her share that she brings a wonderful positive attitude to the students she supports, always willing to help out, and I just want to thank you for your dedication and extremely important work she does every single day. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
For our next presentation, I would like to invite Ms. Pruitt up to the podium for Cameron Elementary.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to present Cameron's Classified Employee of the Year to the board and Dr. Hinman and Cabinet. It is Antonio Garcia, our fabulous night custodian. So come on up, Antonio. And when staff nominates, everybody's asked to put in a comment, and every comment included how kind he is, how humble he is, how he's willing to do whatever it takes, how his response is usually, sure, no problem. And that's exactly how he handles things. He is extremely gracious to everybody he meets, and very thorough, whether it's from the wood chips that the kindergartners bring in to the other things that could have happened all throughout the day. He is just so gracious and can always be counted upon. And gentleman is definitely a word that was used over and over again. His wife Concepcion is here and his daughter Cynthia, and he's just a wonderful all-around man. So congratulations, Antonio.
Our next presenter will be Mr. Fitzer from Merced Elementary.
Hello, Gordon Fitzer from Merced Elementary. I'd like to thank the board and the superintendent for this opportunity to recognize Merced's Classified Employee of the Year. And that individual is Denise Irvin. Denise, come on down. So Denise, I would describe as unassuming, cooperative, a team builder. She is wonderful with our educational, with our special education students. She started with the district about 20 years ago, began at Merced, then went over to Wesco for about 8 years, and then went to California for 5 years and came back as a special ed instructor here for the last 5 years, and we're glad to have her back because she's phenomenal. She does a great job. I asked some kids to describe her for me, and this is the things they said: kind, nice, caring, helps me when I'm struggling with my work, makes math fun, and gives incentives. We'll talk about those later. Okay, okay, okay. Oh, she describes them as bribes. Okay, sorry.
Our next presentation will be done by Ms. Gonzalez from Melinda Elementary.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, board members, Superintendent Hinman, and members of Cabinet. It is with great pleasure that I present to you Melinda's Classified Employee of the Year, Ms. Tracy Cunningham. Ms. Tracy, as we affectionately call her, is our wonderful office clerk. Ms. Tracy is always pleasant, cheerful, and always willing to lend a helping hand. She gets along very well with all members of the school community, takes her time, and has a great deal of patience in assisting parents. In fact, she has become quite conversant in the Spanish language at a necessity. She helps fellow staff members and especially students. She's our resident nurse and ensures that all Merlinda students who come into the health office are treated with a caring hand and a warm smile. She also does a fantastic job of keeping all of our attendance records in tip-top shape. Thank you so much, Ms. Tracy.
Our next presenter will be Ms. Shirley from Orangewood Elementary.
Thank you, board members, superintendent, and cabinet for having me here. It is with such great pleasure that I share with you our wonderful Classified Employee of the Year, Allison DeSura. If I can get through this. Okay, Allison has something that great office managers need to possess: the ability to make every student, parent, teacher, and staff member feel good about themselves. Allison has been the office manager for a short time at Orangewood, and I've been there even a shorter time, and she has made the transition wonderful. She cares for all of our students, parents, staff, and community members with respect, dignity, and is a great asset to our school. Allison has a passion for working with the children and families. She's known for her compassion, energy. She's highly respected by all of Orangewood because of the way she treats everyone with whom she comes in contact. She knows everyone's name, details about every child and families, and she keeps me on my toes and really helps me remember those names too. So the combination of her ethical standards and vast experience with customer service enables her to be an excellent mentor and support to other employees. Some of the words teachers used to describe her were organized, professional, polite, respectful, proactive, diplomatic, I concur on that, hospitable, efficient, knowledgeable, and eager to help and please. Thank you. Woohoo! Allison handles the ins and outs of our crazy busy office with a smile. She genuinely cares about students, teachers, parents, and staff at Orangewood. Allison emulates warmth, humility, and compassion. She serves others and always expresses appreciation for others and their efforts. She is deeply committed to making Orangewood the best it can be, and I couldn't live without her.
Our next presentation will be from Monta Vista, Ms. Gonzalez-Gomez.
Good evening, guests, Board of Education, Mrs. Shoemaker, President, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet. It's my pleasure to present Monta Vista's Classified Employee of the Year. It is with pleasure that we have selected Janine Blakesley as our Classified Employee of the Year. I've had many opportunities to observe Janine, and I have always been impressed with her calm manner and her willingness to serve our school. Janine is a special education instructional aide. She's not only supportive to every student in her class and her teachers, but also I have seen her take time to support other students and support them in their daily routines. She is patient, as I said, and calm, and she works really well with large groups of kids or small groups of kids, and I've seen her even help kids one-on-one. She goes out of her way to assist teachers and staff, and she is the right hand of our special ed program, and she's always willing to assist students. She's a hardworking staff member. She approaches all her duties with enthusiasm. She supports administration. I love that a lot, and she's very well respected by our staff. She's worked at West Covina since 2000. I hope I have that correct. And she's been at different sites, but she actually decided to return to her favorite site, Monta Vista, and we're very glad for that. She's actually here tonight. Joining her are her two beautiful daughters, Emma and Audrey, who are students at Monta Vista. Yay, and her mom, and her son here in the front with his friend, girlfriend. I don't know. I haven't met her, but I think she's beautiful. I know that. So thank you. Janine, come on up. Let's give her a big round of applause.
Our next presentation will be from Vine Elementary, Dr. Aguilar Torres.
Good evening, Board, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet. At this time, I would like to introduce our Classified Employee of the Year, and that is Mary Schwartz. Come on up. I did want to share with everyone that Mary is an instructional aide for our special ed SDC class that we have at Vine. She's been with us for the past 2 years. I know she's been with the district longer.
Oh, several years. But one of the things that came out most when she was voted as Classified Employee of the Year was that you can really see that she takes the students' needs into consideration first and foremost. She always has their needs and their concerns on her sleeve, in her heart. She's one of the best special ed instructional aides that we've had. And we are very grateful to have her. Congratulations.
Our next presentation is from West Cove, Ms. Johnson Evans.
Good evening, School Board President Shoemaker, School Board members, Dr. Hemman, Cabinet, and our fellow guests, friends, and family. I'd like to introduce West Cove's classified person of the year, and that is Maria Huerta. Ms. Huerta is a special education instructional assistant for one of our mild moderate classes. She worked actually with Mrs. Obenhaus, who's here in the audience supporting her. And she's been with West Covina School District for 12, 13 years. I tried to verify with you. let's see, Ms. Huerta takes great pride in her work. She is very dedicated and very supportive in the classroom with the teacher, along with the students. When I asked the fellow students, what do you think of Miss Maria, they like to call her, or Mrs. H, we love her. What else can you tell me? Love her, Dr. Evans, love her. So they love her, we love her, and we greatly appreciate all that you do for West Coast. Thank you.
Okay, moving to the middle schools, representing Edgewood Middle School, Mr. Mario Morales.
I want to thank the school board, Dr. Hinman, and the cabinet for this wonderful opportunity. Unfortunately, our classified employee of the year couldn't be here. She was a little bit ill tonight, but she was trying to make it, but at 3 p.m. she let us know she couldn't make it. Our classified employee of the year is Ms. Gutierrez, or Ms. G, Pat Gutierrez. A couple things that our kids say about her: she's wonderful, she's grandma, she's outstanding, and you know, for us, she's gonna be missed by the teachers because some of you may or may not know, she's gonna retire this year. She officially made it, I think, a couple days ago. But again, we are gonna miss her, but she has been wonderful. She's been at Edgewood Middle School approximately 15 years. Again, I try to verify without trying to ask her directly. but again, she is going to be missed, and our staff and our kids are going to miss her, and she's a special ed instructional aide.
Representing Holland Crest Middle School, Mr. Galicia.
Good evening, District Board, Dr. Hinman, and the audience. My name is Hector Galicia. I'm very proud principal of Holland Crest Middle School. I would like to call Vicky Moreno, which is our Classified Employee of the Year, to the podium, please. And I'll wait for her to come up here. No pressure. I did verify. She's actually been with the district since 1998, and she started as a clerical assistant for the People Service Department. In 2008, Vicky went over to Holland Crest as our counseling clerk. I have had the extreme pleasure to work with Vicky for the past almost 5 years, and in this 5 years, I have witnessed her dedication and commitment to Holland Crest Middle School. She is very kind. She is very caring, very respected by everyone. She is a team player. And she's always in a positive, positive attitude and good very well. Even when her husband was battling cancer and passed some time back. But even during that time, I would say that her spirit was up here all the time. And I would say that most of the staff had no clue that her husband was going through this, you know, fatal illness, we'll say. But in any case, I do have a few words that the counselors wrote about Vicky. It says, Vicky is most deserving of this award. She is the type of person who never complains when given a task, no matter how big or little the job is. We can always count on her to get things done around the office. When we need her to help us with our many yearly projects, we never have to ask her twice. She is always more than willing to help out her colleagues with any task. Vicky Moreno is definitely an asset to our office, and we proudly present Vicky Moreno as our Classified Employee of the Year.
Next presentation, representing Walnut Grove, Mr. Nambu.
Good evening, everyone. Our Classified Employee of the Year this year is Ms. Arlene Angel. Arlene is an amazing employee. She's a severe to moderate special ed aide for us, and she takes care of students like she's their parent. She educates them, she praises them, she walks them from place to place, she wipes their tears when they're sad, she wipes their noses when they're sick, she laughs with them, she structures their time and sets limits on them, she looks out after them so that they're safe. She celebrates with them when they're successful. She's caring. She's patient. She does whatever it takes to help kids be successful and have a good day and a brighter future. She's studying to be a teacher, and she'll be a great one. Arlene is our Employee of the Year. We are so proud of her. Thank you for all that you do.
Moving on to our high schools, representing Coronado, Mr. Morantes.
President Shoemaker, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, members of the cabinet, it is a great pleasure for me to introduce Coronado High School Classified Employee of the Year, Jason Meter. Would you please come up? I made him carry his own gift. Jason is a product of the West Covina Unified School District. He has worked for the district for about 9 years now, all of those at Coronado except 1 year he took off to work at the other high school, and one of the other high schools. But then he came to his senses and came back home, and we're very glad to have him. The reason he was chosen, Jason treats all students and staff with respect. He has the pulse on the school. He always knows what's going on. He's very proactive. He can always tell me when things are happening. And that's, if you've ever been on Coronado's campus, you know it's one of the safest, calmest campuses in the school district. And a big part of that is because of the great job that Jason does. He keeps a great balance between being friendly with the students and also keeping that respect that he has for them and they have for him. It just wouldn't be the same without Jason at our school. And he's also a good friend. So I want to congratulate him for being the Classified Employee of the Year.
Congratulations. Our next presentation will be from Edgewood High School, Mr. Dorsey.
Dr. Hinman, board members, cabinet, thank you all. Our classified employee of the year for Edgewood High School is our registrar, Ms. Debbie Gosney. She is such an integral part of our campus, and when she gets kids that register for high school, she is one of the most amazing people, as she will go sometimes through 5 or 6 different schools to find transcripts and credits to make sure our students have the best advantage to be successful in our campus. Her diligence and her work ethic goes through that office, and she is a joy. Our staff love Debbie Gosney. She has been there at EMS and now at EHS, and she is a wonder for us, and she is a go-to gal for me especially. And I want to greatly appreciate Ms. Debbie Gosney, our classified employee.
Our next presenter from West Covina High School, Mr. Trovatore.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hinman, Board of Education, Cabinet, and of course all visitors that can be with us here tonight. I'll try to be a little mysterious with my individual. I'll make my remarks first, and then we'll bring her up. See if you can guess. This person, her position is inherently challenging. Large school of approximately 2,400 students, and when she isn't fielding most of the calls that come through the office, she's simultaneously coordinating all of our substitutes, both classified and certificated, managing monthly time reports and kind of all that bureaucracy. But with all of that, she's always calm, cool, and collected, under pressure, level-headed, exercises good judgment, common sense, and when she is absent, we truly feel it. Most visitors come to school. She's the first point of contact, so customer service is paramount with her. Always positive and respectful and all that stuff. A consummate team player, never refuses a request for service, and everybody seems to think she's the go-to person in the office. Her formal title, I'm getting closer, is Secretary 1, but as one staff member put it, she truly is the ambassador of the school. She goes well above and beyond what her job duty and description is. So everything I've said is just an understatement. I can't gush enough about her. But I think the most important skill that she has or gift is that she puts up with me every day. And it's rumored that she had been a corrections officer in the past, and she kind of keeps me in line. I think that kind of shows through. So without further ado, Ruby Loya. Our next presentation is from the Rio Verde Academy, Mr. Mark Ware.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the board, Dr. Hinman, and members of the cabinet to present our Classified Employee of the Year, Mr. Christopher Ramirez. Now, Rio Verde is rather unique. We're a K-12 campus, so Mr. Ramirez has shown extreme flexibility with dealing with the little ones and our big ones. He is proactive, he's thoughtful, positive, and has a thorough understanding of the needs of our students and our campus. Now, Mr. Ramirez has made a difference at Rio Verde, and his efforts are clear and have led to students being able to learn and be successful in all different types of learning environments. He He is a true team player and an asset to Rio Verde, and we're going to present you the MVP football for Rio Verde Academy. Just a heads up, it is regulation filled. So.
Our next presentation, representing the district, Dr. Coughlin.
President Shoemaker, Board of Education, Dr. Hinman, members of Cabinet, of which I sit over there. I'm here tonight to recognize the District Office Classified Employee of the Year, who could not be here tonight. But her name is Jackie Dituco, a.k.a. Payroll Jackie, that's what I call her. I always get a little nervous when people from payroll take a vacation. She will be back. Jackie's a team player, very proactive with providing support for her department. When a problem presents itself, whether it's her problem or another person's problem, she lends a hand and helps right in. She has many of the characteristics of what we look for in a very dedicated employee. All in all, she's committed to her position, and we are proud that she has been chosen as the District Office Classified Employee of the Year.
Okay, it is my pleasure on behalf of the Board of Education and the entire district to announce that Maria Huerta has been selected as the Classified Employee of the Year for the entire school district. Okay, we will go ahead and take a 5-minute break. There are cookies and refreshments in the lobby for everyone.
Love you.